Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, America. Hi, everyone all over the world. I am your radio host, Dr. Emmanuel Odoyo, and I want you to understand it is very possible to have a blessed day. Especially in time like this, we need to know what to do. When we do it well, we'll begin to see the mighty hand of God upon our lives. I want you to understand one thing God really wants from us is to give Him thanks. God has carried us all through the year up till now with miracles upon our life. God wants us to rejoice and thank Him. God wants us to prove to our enemies that for sure He has carried us in His eagle wings. There were people who wanted to see this day, but they have not been able to see it. A lot of people desire for this day, but they can't see it. But God has carried you through by His mercy and love. I'm telling you the truth, God so loves you. My friend all over the world, can you listen to me this morning? God so loves you. He wants you to praise Him. He wants you to give Him that praise. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. That is what He expects from you. As you do this, today will begin 2016. This will be the beginning of 2016, where is a year of harvest. A year that your mouth will fill with laughter. A year of dancing. Dancing all through the course of the blessings of God. Let me just read this place for you before we just enjoy this music. Before we can sing together, let us read Psalm 100. Psalm 100 was written by David. He said, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, He is God. It is He that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are His people, and the sheep of His pasture. For said, enter into His gates with thanksgiving, into His court with praises. Be thankful unto God, and bless His name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endureth to all generations. There's power in praising God. There's power in telling God, thank you for all that you've done for me. Even the air we breathe, that air we breathe is a miracle. It's something what we can say, thank you, Father, for what you've done in my life. Do you understand? Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. God is commanding all the lands, everybody, even trees, begin to praise the Lord. He said, let us serve the Lord with gladness, not with grudgings, but with gladness, not with sadness, but with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Are you ready to sing for the Lord? I'm telling you the truth, as you sing, you'll begin to see miracles will begin to happen. Paul and Silas were being thrown into the prison. In Acts of Apostles, the Bible said Paul and Silas were being thrown into the prison because they rebuked a girl with a wrong spirit. When they were put in that jail, they begin to praise the Lord. And everywhere was shaking as they praised the Lord. And they were being delivered by God Himself. So this power in singing. When you sing, your enemies are in trouble. When you sing, those people that hate you, they are in trouble. They will be asking themselves, why is this man still singing? All the things we've done upon his life, but he's still singing. Because God is your God. Why not begin to sing, jump in your house and begin to sing. In that your room, begin to sing, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, sing a good song. And let the devil be put to shame. He said in Psalm 100 verse 3, he said, know ye that the Lord, He is God. The Lord is your God. He is the one that has carried you through. Even when the enemy came like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord raised a standard in your life all through this year. He will do it again next year. Next year is a year of harvest. Are you ready for what God wants to do? Start it now by praising Him. Start it now by singing a good song unto God. Do you understand? Start to sing a good song unto the Lord. I want you to know He's about to do something new in your life. He said, it is He that hath made us and not ourselves. We are His people. We are the people of God. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. He said, enter. He said, enter into His court with what? He said, let's see, enter His gates with thanksgiving and into His court with praise. Are you ready? Are you ready? God is about to do a new thing in your life. The way He did it for Paul and Silas, He's going to do the same for you. Are you ready to praise God?
Your faithful love, my joy. All that's good and perfect comes from You. You're the heart of my contentment. Hope for all of You, Jesus, You're the center of my joy. And I've lost my direction, You're the compass for my way, You're the fire of my life.
Oh, my soul, oh, my soul, worship His holy name.
Oh, Thank you. physician's extra active lenses provide extra protection from light. To prove it, our team of engineers left the lab to find the most irritating light sources. They tested everything from the brightest desert sun to harsh office lighting to sunlight behind the car windshield, proving that Transitions Extra Active Lenses protect eyes from light outdoors, indoors, and even in the car. To learn more about Transitions Extra Active Lenses, visit Transitions.com today.
The 25 reasons to love a Longwood Christmas. Number 1, lakes glistening with snow and spirit. Number 2, uncontrollable oohing and aahing. Number 3, holding hands mitten to mitten. Number 4, miniature trains with big ambition. Number 5, snowflakes that flow like a wish come true. Oh, I don't think I'm going to finish.
Discover all the reasons for yourself at a Longwood Christmas. Grab your time tickets now at longwoodgardens.org.
Thank you.
Hi, everyone. Let me use this time to pray for you, because this time it really needs a prayer. I want you to understand that God is with you. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for everyone that is listening to this show today, that let their day be blessed. Let this be a springboard to 2016. Lord, you said next year, 2016, is a year of harvest. Let it be according to your word in the name of Jesus. Protect all these ones. Bless them, O Lord. Let it be a period, a season of reunion, a period in which families are being brought together, a period of peace and harmony. Father, thank you, because I know this period shall be a period or a season of blessing, a season of healing upon everyone that is in the name of Jesus. Father, thank you for blessing us today. Thank you, Lord, for answering our prayer. Thank you, Lord, for receiving our praise. Thank you, Father, because I know your name alone shall be glorified. In Jesus' name, I pray. Hi, friend. I'll see you again tomorrow morning, tomorrow by 10 a.m. I want you to gather your family, gather your friends, and listen to this radio show by 10 a.m. Eastern Time. I'm assuring you that your life will never be the same, that God is about to do a new thing in your life and the life of your family. So tune in exactly 10 a.m. Eastern Time. May I say, remain blessed, and bye for now.